La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.
World Dab General Assembly at Pullman Paris Tour Eiffel. WDAB17 is the Twitter hashtag if you want to follow what happens here or if you want to tweet about what you feel about digital radio. We're live on the World DAB website and live on la lettre.pro website, and you will be able to listen to that podcast a little later on the World Dab website as well. 200 experts from across the industry to discuss the future of digital radio, and one radio and podcast session brought to you by La Lettre.pro, the French daily radio industry news website. We are together with Freddy Ndolu from Indonesia and RRI. Indonesia is a big radio lover.
Yes.
Can you confirm?
Yeah.
How many stations do you have in Indonesia today?
Well, Philips and listeners, lovers of the
La Lettre.pro
radio.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that in Indonesia, it's about more than 2,000 radio stations.
Wow.
Because inhabitants in Indonesia is about, today's census, about 260 million people.
A lot of listeners.
listeners, you know.
Yes.
And they are living in almost 16,000 islands.
Wow.
We have about 550 mayors and sub-districts, yeah. And then 34 provinces. As you know, with the differences, many differences, like from the south to the north, from the east to the west, there are differences to each other. The skin, the hairs, and etc. The language, about thousands of ethnics and language, local language.
So the radio stations, what kind of radio stations do you have? You have public and private, and then
Indonesia. We start RRI, it's a Radio Republic Indonesia, start in 1945, exactly in 11 September 1945, 24 days after President Sukarno, the first president, declared the independence, the text of independence. The microphone of Hoso Kyoko at the time, the colonial radio, because many Indonesian work in that radio, and they use that microphone. They call 1 kilo transmitter, and they going silently to broadcast the text of proclamation to the world. And you know, only 100 kilos, but all people all over the country, I mean, some in the foreign, in or abroad, listen to it. And they know Indonesia already get independence.
Yeah, okay. So radio, that's the start. Radio is the start of a lot of things, and that was important for Indonesia.
From the time to time, the president using this microphone as a tools for struggling against colonialism for the first time.
Yeah.
And then after Sukarno, there is a Suharto era, almost 32 years, he is an authoritarian leader. He led the country about 32 years. And then with using the microphone of RRI as a voice of government. So during 32 years, you can imagine how people living, working, like you are not true. The government is the truth.
Yes, as it happens still in some countries. Some countries are
today,
still doing that. Yeah.
But in 1998, we changed.
Okay.
Because reform happened, mm-hmm. the regime fall, and now we call democratic era. So there is democratic era. Everything, we are very open and very, very free. Everybody can open, can make radio, TV, and they don't need too much license.
So you mean it was like
too much free? I think too free.
Everyone could start its radio without authorization.
Yeah, sometimes they start first and then they report it or they don't report it.
Okay, so it was pirate radio.
Yeah, it's a pirate. Yeah, so sometimes it's a, but the government today, you know, happening the additional of the social media, internet. So it's also what happened, broadband happening. It's a, you know, that's the impact. The digitalization coming. So it's the impact too. Everybody can, students, they can make their news. They can make it themselves and send it to each other and make some pictures. Yeah, they can grab the pictures, etc. And they send, and people angry, and sometimes they're fighting.
They are becoming broadcasters themselves. Yeah. They broadcast, but to their community.
That's why today Indonesia RRI since and TVRI, the two stations radio and TV, because we have also TVRI is a government. Now they changed to public service since 2005. The law under the law of broadcasting law. And 2005 up to now, we stand as public service broadcasting. But, you know, there's still old patients. Mm. People from the old patient still in there. So now, how we separate? We're targeting hard how to make everybody happy. So, you know, it's very difficult to manage human from government voices to be public service voices.
Yeah, of course. So how the digital comes in, and why are you interested in coming here at the World Dab to hear about digital?
Yeah, I want to tell you that we understand that digitalization, we cannot hide away or get away from digitalization. Indonesia TV, all the receivers, many selling in the shops, they are digital. TV, radio is also now coming. The government already make like a promise to start digitalization. Then RRI take this, maybe 2 years ago, we start set up DAB first. It means before the law happened. Today, the law is now debating to make decision, but we already set up the DAB. So in three area, like in Jakarta and in Antikong in Sulawesi, in Kalimantan, Borneo, East Kalimantan, and one in Batam Island, close to Singapore. So you know, I'm telling to the forum of DAB here that we are pioneer of set up the DAB. Now we need their support, DAB support to facilitate us to convert to from analog to digital. We cannot left behind the analog. We have to going together, make a simulcast like analog and digital going together. Because radio, we already said that they're going to change or to implement the digital naturally.
So we were with Ole Tovmark just before. Norway has gone the whole way. They said we stop FM. And they just said this morning, you were in the room, that if they could have done it before, they would have done it differently, and that it was too bad to have had that period of 15 years of waiting. Is it something that you can bring back to Indonesia and tell them that let's not lose time? If we go on a transition that takes 15 years, we will lose those 15 years because that's what they said this morning.
Yeah, that's why the debating on the bill is now going on. We don't know when, but maybe at the end of this year or maybe next year. But when it happened, and we start already. So I think we start DAB in a dense area first, like in Jakarta, in Java Island. Java is about hundreds of millions living there. Million people. So you know what happened?
It's not small people. It's a lot of people.
A lot of people. So some in West Java, but they are mature. The culture is changed. They're going high, getting progress. Not like others still far away from the city and they're still in the remote. But in Java, I think most of them already, they can buy like a digital radio, but we need the producer industry to produce the receivers cheaper and make digital close to the young people.
Well, today we can find receivers at 20 euros. Mm. So I guess if there's a market of hundreds of millions of listeners potential, the price will get even lower. Because today there's almost 1,000 receivers available in DAB, DAB Plus, which is a lot. So you're not starting from scratch. Then we talked yesterday when we were together about DRM. It's also something that you consider as a digital radio.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have attended the DRM General Assembly in Zurich last May, and now I attend the DAB General Assembly in Paris. You know, both give me some experience and lesson learned how we implement properly the digital audio broadcast, even plus, et cetera, et cetera. But I have in my mind that DRM is focused for the shortwave listeners. We have our shortwave for serving people abroad. Mm-hmm. We serve in 9 languages, like France also, France language in our stations. And also for medium wave, we also plan for DRM, digital radio mondial.
So it will be a mixture between how will you manage in terms of receivers? Because that's
the problem.
We know that it's tricky. DRM doesn't have a lot of receivers. There's one that came out, the IBC, but it's one, and then it's receivers that exist for a long time. I know that a long time ago, Morphy Richards worked on a DRM DAB, but now it's not available anymore. So, and then the integration of the receivers in the market is hard to have two receivers for two different technologies.
Yeah, that we can imagine it. That's why all friends, their effort, they are striving to do something for the digitalization. We have to honor them to make the digital. But I already remind them that you know, everybody, DAB or DRM, not try to steer us, because we have our own position. That I already in our motto in RRE. Since the beginning, the founding fathers already declared once on the air and forever. It means that we broadcast up to the end of the world. So when the end of the world is coming, we still broadcast it. And then we fade out. So you must keep your commitment to keep on digitalization, and maybe for the next, keep the standard, keep the quality. Mm-hmm. Don't make us difficult when you don't do it in digital, and let us alone. How can we do that?
Yeah, and
so we only users.
Yeah, yeah, you're users, and it's true that the technologies are important to understand, because if you don't understand the technology, it can be tricky. Regarding DRM, the example is the problem of simulcasting, that you cannot keep FM if you want to broadcast in DRM. AM if you want to broadcast in DRM. So because it's replacing the analog signal, which is also a trouble because there's no transition possible.
That's why I asked them to help us to assist or facilitate us from analog to digital, and facilitating our people in maintaining know-how and training, etc., so they can manage the well managed of the technology, and the digitals can go long last.
Yeah, of course. Okay, it was very interesting to have you with us this morning, Freddy.
Thank you very much.
You are going back to Indonesia
next
soon?
Day. Yeah, on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay. So hopefully we'll maybe have the chance to have you at the European Radio Show at the end of January.
I hope.
If you can come with the delegation, we'll be very happy to...
Just send me an email.
To have your tour.
Who knows, I have time at the time, and I will join you.
With a pleasure. Thank you very much, Freddy, and have a nice end of World DAB Assembly. And we'll take a picture just before you go, a little music, and then pictures so we can see you as well, and not just only have your voice. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Merci.
La lettre pro de la radio, le podcast.